Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Grant and Danny on Christmas Eve. No Grant, no Danny. Toby and Linnell sitting in for the guys. Going to get out to the Rude Guest Hotline here in just a couple of moments and have Ben Standig join us. Want to get his thoughts on the Commanders ahead of Christmas tomorrow. What is your plan for tomorrow? You have any big plans?
I hope if I turn my mic on, I plan to talk.
But if you're going to fit in on Grant and Danny, you have to talk with your mic on off at least once.
Yeah, it's just
that's
a
what
bit.
They do.
Yeah. Grant's voice is just hops over and you can hear it on the other mic. It's great. So I'll do 10 to noon on radio on the final days of the Infinity Sports Network. Then I'll have kickoff at 1 o'clock. I'll watch the game here. I'll host the post-game show. And then I'll go home and go to bed.
Very nice. Very nice.
I told you.
That's why you don't feel the Christmas mood.
I have already gotten the best Christmas gift that you could ever have.
What's that?
It's being a part of a Darius Dameron production. And, you know, just the... The ability to work with him, no. I moved into a new apartment, new job. I mean, God has been great to me, man. So
it's incredible.
Christmas has been Christmas is tremendous.
Time to get out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Welcome in our guest, Ben Standig. Ben, what are your plans for tomorrow? Obviously, got a football game. Are you going to be able to do anything fun outside of the football game tomorrow?
I hope Ben Standig is sitting down. Wink, wink. Get it?
Yeah, that was terrible. But, no, I mean, the game will be the day, and, you know, I guess I'll get home in time to watch the third game, should I be inclined, even though that's another one where at least that one has some importance because Denver's still playing for things. But, yeah, that's it's just a work day and then chilling out for a little bit.
Did you get the cat something?
Say it again?
Did you get the cat something for Christmas?
Oh, every day is Christmas for
spoiled cat. You know. There we go.
Yeah, there you go.
Ben, I want to start by asking, we've been talking about this quarterback situation. I'm curious your thoughts just in general. Do you think this is something that, I mean, we were having the discussion the first hour, and halfway through the discussion, I was like, perspective on what we're talking about right now versus last year just kind of slaps you in the face that we're talking about QB3, QB4, QB signed off the street, and whether it matters or not. What do you make of the whole situation and how it's been handled?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, you know, to your point, this is, you know, at the bottom of the list of things that matter in a season that's unfortunately gone as wrong as this one has. I do think the one piece of this to me that is notable is that, like, everybody's obviously a little bit miffed as to why you have a young guy in Sam Hartman that you're not going to play after he's been here for 2 years. And then, you know, especially when the other option essentially is Josh Johnson, a 39-year-old who is not going to be part of any logical future. And I think for me, the issue is here, we get the top two quarterbacks were, and they're pretty good in that space when healthy. But it's the most important position, and I'm always a believer that you should draft a quarterback almost every year, or at least find some ways to, you know, continue to build up that depth, that pipeline. And you look at a team like the Eagles, and they have done a lot of that over the last two or three years, where they've cycled through your Kenny Picketts, your Dorian Thompson Robinsons, your Tanner McKees, your Kyle McCords, Sam Howell. None of them may work, but they are constant attempts to try to find another young person to fill in. And here we have Washington with Marcus Mariota, is a free agent at the end of the year. It's no lock he comes back, and yet there is no obvious succession plan, even though they have two roster spots filled with quarterbacks. So to me, that's like sort of the bigger issue. It's not the biggest deal in the world by any stretch compared to all the other issues. But to me, it is sort of like, wait, why didn't you do a better job of trying to, again, the most important position, try to always upgrade there and try to always find more? And then does that translate to other parts of the roster? And I think in a year where they had the oldest roster in the league, or the last few weeks, you know, once they knew they were out of it, they still didn't really sort of churn the practice squad for any attempt at anything. And to me, that's always a good sign for a healthy organization. And, you know, it is just notable that they didn't do that. But again, relatively speaking to the bigger picture, it's not that big of a deal.
See, that, Ben, you went down the road that I wanted to go with this. I constantly hear from Dan Quinn and Adam Peters that they're constantly day in and day out finding ways to get better. How many guys did we claim off of people's practice squad this year? How many times did we flip our own practice squad around this year? For a team that's been as injured as Washington has, it feels like they've sat on their hands a lot and just gone with the flow, so to speak. And when they signed Sam Hartman last summer, he was signed to one of the richer UDFA deals, not just for the quarterback position, but of all the UDFAs. And you would assume that their long-term plan for him is to eventually become Jayden Daniels' backup. Well, the clock's running out on that, and you want to see what the guy has. I don't know. It feels like something that we're kind of spending too much time on, but I think the bigger picture point is what you said. Like, I want to see them be more aggressive in trying to add talent.
Yeah. I mean, look, I kind of feel the same. This was a weird year, of course, because with so many injuries, there were some weeks where they were just trying to, you know, have enough bodies on a given day. And then, you know, they felt at times, you know, signing guys like a Robbie Chosen or, you know, some other older vets to come in was the quickest fix they could do versus taking a flyer on a younger guy. And I accept that for sure. But like post buy, I guess I'm kind of like, all right, well, why not now try some of that? And again, look, I'm not pretending, and I don't think you are either, that any of this is to say, oh, they're going to find some all pro off of somebody else's practice squad. It is just to say, you should always be looking, and, you know, especially when you have the oldest roster in the league, when you have all the number of free agents they're going to have at the end of the season. Like, look, they did bring in Treylon Burks. They did bring in Drake Jackson. These are two guys who are recent high draft picks coming off of injuries. That's exactly what we're talking about. But those are sort of more obvious ones. Where's your scouting department on the random, you know, practice squad guy, you know, like last year here, you know, Mitchell Tinsley and Bryson Tremaine were on the practice squad here. They've now gone to Cincinnati and Carolina respectively. Again, not remotely suggesting they've become starters, but they're depth pieces. They're on the roster. They're young guys who have some upside. To me, that's all I'm talking about.
Yep.
Take shots on players who might be able to do something. Odds are they probably won't, but that we already know that some of these guys have no long-term future here. You know, like Chris Moore, for example, seems like a good guy. Seems like he was a good teammate. Seems like he knew exactly what he needed to do on the field, except that, you know, we saw the results. It's not going to be somebody you would be relying on next year. So why keep bringing him back versus bringing in some other receiver, especially, again, when the season is where it is right now? It's not like if they were still in the mix, that's different, but they're not. So that's where it's like, I don't know. Well, why not try to find something else?
Talk on the Ben Standing here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Check out his Substack, Last Man Standing. Guy that's going to be starting at left tackle tomorrow, Brandon Coleman. What is his future with this team? Because I think he can still play. They clearly went with Chris Paul after a couple weeks with guard, and I guess they don't feel like he can play there as effectively. But every time I've seen him on the field this season, I haven't looked out there and said, oh, he's terrible and just can't get on the field. But where exactly is his future? If you're going to sign Laremy Tunsil and Connerly's going to play right tackle, what does his future look like here?
Yeah, it still may be at guard. I just think that they decided that Chris Paul was, they wanted to give Chris Paul a chance. I think, you know, Coleman had been dealing with injuries since he'd been here to some degree. And I think there was a notion of, hey, you know, there's, you know, you got to maybe learn how to play through some pain versus, you know, being actually injured. And obviously his performance also just wasn't that great the first couple of weeks. And Chris Paul came in and, you know, I mean, surprised a lot of us by playing as well as he had. Now, that said, Chris Paul's a free agent, and it's easy for us to say, okay, we'll sign him. Well, we'll see. We don't know what the market's going to be for a young starting guard, right? I mean, all of a sudden, Chris Paul to the rest of the league may look very different than the way we've looked at him for most of the last 4 years. So is Chris Paul definitively back? I don't know. I mean, you do have Brandon Coleman, who, again, I think I agree that, like, when he's played over the last few weeks, when he's had to sub in, he's looked, you know, pretty good, or he's looked, you know, you get back to why you were intrigued in him as this huge guy who can move in the first place. So if they think, hey, he can do more, Dan Quinn said the other day that what he does at tackle, since it's on the same side, should be easily to translate to the other position, to the inside spot. So this could very well be Coleman auditioning essentially to be, if not the plan at left guard, or at least to be they feel good about their backup plan if Chris Paul moves on. So I do think there's still, you know, plenty here for him with regards to this team. But whether Chris Paul comes back will obviously play a huge role in whether Coleman starts or not.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Cliff gave him a ringing endorsement at the podium, saying he thinks he could be a high-end starter at both tackle and guard. It's fascinating what ends up happening with him. I think he's a good football player, but wasn't it like, Ben, 17 consecutive days of practice missed during camp this year? Like, he's had his issues when it comes to staying healthy. And I heard the same thing that you heard in terms of, you know, wanting him to gut some of these things out a little bit better. And obviously he kind of missed his mark on that. Looking big picture at this thing, when it comes to the offensive line, period, I can't help, knowing how the negotiation went this past summer with Terry, Ben, I'm not wishing for it, obviously, because you don't want that to get messy. But, like, you think there's any shot that they try to play hardball with Laremy Tunsil in his representation? Because I would have to imagine, Ben, and I don't know, but based off the pedigree and where the market is at tackle and how well he's played, he would have every right to walk into that office and demand to be the highest paid tackle of all time. Are they willing to do that in your mind?
Well, I mean, I think my answer would probably be yes. I mean, I don't know necessarily if they're going to, you know, if it's truly he wants to be the highest paid and they have to do it. But, yeah, I think they'll get something done. Now, was I optimistic that they would get something done with Terry last year much sooner? I was. In this case, though, I'm not saying that they weren't fans of McLaurin, but they didn't draft him, right? He was inherited. This guy in Tunsil, they made a big trade for him to not get this done, having given up draft picks and the two draft picks that are going to be a second and a fourth that are coming due this year. I think it would just be a bad look. But also, he played well. The whole point is to benefit your quarterback and the offense in general, but the quarterback specifically. So I imagine they get this done. Now, Tunsil is his own agent, so that can always get a little bit tricky.
Really? That's a hell of a nugget, Ben. I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah. So obviously, you know, Terry McLaurin had an agent, and that went the way that went. But so it can kind of go, you know, in either way. You don't have that buffer to talk to somebody similar with Bobby Wagner. So, you know, Tunsil said very early on, he made it clear to the team what he was looking for. And, you know, I imagine they'll get something done. And I would kind of, if you made me guess, I would guess with much less stress than the McLaurin deal, in part because, like I said, this group traded for him, and, you know, I'm sure they want to see this thing through. Plus, you know, they have the space, and he played very well.
Talking with Ben Standing on Grant and Danny, Toby Altizer, Linnell Willingham sitting in for the guys on Christmas Eve. Defensively, going into next year, what do you think happens at that D coordinator position? Do you think DQ, obviously probably going to bring somebody else in, but is that guy going to call the plays? Is DQ going to keep the charge of the defense? What do you think ultimately happens there?
Yeah, if I had to guess, I would guess Dan Quinn does not call the plays. But I think the question is, does he bring somebody else in? And there's a lot of Dan Quinn acolytes out there who've been with him at other stops who could come in and be a defensive coordinator and, you know, continue to run that scheme. That, to me, is the question. Is that what he wants to do? Or is he willing to say, you know what, maybe we need to do something different, that it's not just who's calling the plays, but maybe it's, you know, we need to try a little bit something else. You know, everybody's talked about how this defense has struggled, or Dan Quinn defense has struggled against Shanahan offenses and things like that. So that, to me, is more of the question that rather than say, is Dan Quinn going to call the plays? And, you know, look, there'll be a bunch of candidates. Some of them will become a little more obvious as we go into the playoffs here. And you see which teams, you know, have defenses that stand out and, you know, all those types of deals. So that, to me, is the question. Does Dan Quinn change up the scheme or not? I don't have a great feel for it. You know, a lot of coaches struggle to change what they know, what they've done their whole career. You know, if he went to be a defensive coordinator for another team tomorrow, that's not happening. I'm just saying, but hypothetically, if he did, I don't imagine he's going to completely upend his system. He probably would go and say, yeah, this is what I do and this works. So to be willing to change that is not easy for everybody, and I don't know where he's at on that. But that's the question to ask, is what system is Dan Quinn going to run next year?
Well, and so off of that, do you think that he might be, with how it went with Joe Witt, do you think he might be a little more hesitant to go with someone that's going to be stepping into that role for the first time, or does he want a veteran D coordinator that might have experience calling plays before?
No, that's a good question. You know, obviously Dan Quinn, there was the defense has seemed a little bit more functional and cohesive since he's been taking over. So is that because he's doing a better job of calling plays than Joe Witt did? I mean, I don't, you know, Quinn was involved with the game planning all along. And are we really just saying, okay, it's third down and long? Does he calling a play that somebody else that Joe Witt wasn't calling? That's the part that's a bit unclear, but that's part of the autopsy they're going to have on this whole season, was where exactly did things go wrong. And, you know, again, it's also going to be a factor with who comes back. You know, the offense, I don't think, is like, assuming everybody's healthy, you know, they need some more speed, another receiver, but we'll see what they do at tight end, but they're not too far away from having a group that could be, you know, replicate what they did last year. The defense, though, you know, there's going to be significant turnover, you would think, and therefore, what type of players are you bringing in, and, you know, how does that factor into all of this? You know, are you bringing in a bunch of kids that maybe you do want more of an experienced hand calling plays? If it's another veteran-laden group, then maybe you don't worry about it as much, despite Joe Witt's struggles this year. So, yeah, I think that's a really interesting question for sure as to what he's going to look for.
Ben, there's something that I got to go back and look at my notes. I think it was like November the 12th is when I first brought this to the airwaves, and I feel like I haven't gotten the answer I guess I've been looking for. When you go on commanders.com and you flip through their scouting department, you've covered this league for a while. How common is it for a new general manager to inherit the previous regime scouts and then not get rid of them after the first draft? Because the dudes that are here scouting for Adam Peters have been here for some time, and the director of college scouting, Tim Gribble, has been in that role since 2020, and we know what the draft histories look like.
Yeah, no, it's a good question, and something I've wondered a little bit as well. You know, typically right after the first, you kind of keep everybody in place because they know all the state secrets, so to speak, for the first draft. And then after that is when you start to make changes, and they have largely stayed with a lot of the guys that were here previously. You know, I don't know. It's hard to say, right? Because like, can you blame, like, if we're going to go back to the Ron Rivera, Marty Herney times, were they listening to the scouts, or were they making the decisions? Were the scouts saying take Forbes over Christian Gonzalez, or did they decide that's what we need to do, right? You know, so it's right. Things like that, and I can't say I know the answer. And same thing here, you know, I mean, did the scouts say, hey, we think Ben Sinnott makes good sense in the second round, or did Adam Peters, who compared Sinnott to sort of a Kyle Juszczyk, George Kittle combo from two guys he had in San Francisco, you know, is he putting his thumb on the scale? I would kind of imagine the answer is yes. So you know, it is an interesting.
But Ben, isn't he? Not to cut you off. Isn't, and I'm just trying to get familiar with the process, the way that I think it works. Like Adam Peters isn't on the road, you know, 9 months out of the year, the way that these scouts are. So their job is to put together these reports. And if they're not bringing him back quality reports, then how fair is it to even blame Adam?
Well, I mean, ultimately, I mean, you're right. Ultimately, his, you know, the buck stops with him. You know, I don't know. I mean, it's, again, you don't know for sure. You know, look, the Corey Krosky Merritt, who the heck was he? And they drafted him in the seventh round. So far, you know, that looks like it's a reasonable call. They all were on board. You know, Jordan McGee was their commander caucus pick last year. They all decided this is the guy. You know, we obviously have not seen enough from him, but I think we have seen enough to think that there's something intriguing there. So, you know, look, it's all right. The scouts are essentially doing the grunt work, and then the information is presented to the guys at the top. But, you know, Peters has been looking at this for months, if not years, whereas, like, say, Dan Quinn and the coaching staff will only be catching up in the short term once the season's over, and they're the ones who are really, really going to be reliant on scouts. I mean, you know, there's hundreds of players, we get that, but this, Peters has had plenty of time to review whatever he's wanted to, or go on the road if he's wanted to, or do whatever. So, yes, the scouts will bring him information, but, you know, that's his job with Lance Newmark and some of the other execs to sift through it. So you can point to the scouts for sure, but ultimately, you know, the front office has plenty of time to look through whatever they want to look through.
Ben, appreciate the time today. Hopefully you can have a good Christmas despite whatever happens at Northwest Stadium tomorrow.
Thanks, Ben.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
There's Ben Standing. He joined us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Coming up next.
Oh,
go ahead.
The chat. They won't stop. First of all, tremendous sweater.
Thank you.
They're saying like I look like the Grinch. They're saying I don't have any type of like holiday spirit. I'm a company man. Well, I guess I can't even show my shirt because they're no longer an affiliate of the company. But easy on me, guys. I'm working to get in the Christmas.
Well, it doesn't help that I'm the most Christmassy guy here. I've worn a holiday sweater almost the entire month. Wear a Santa hat when I'm not. I'm just happen to be wearing both today.
Well,
it is Christmas Eve.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's my favorite holiday.
It as it should be.
Where's your favorite? What's your favorite? Where does Christmas rank?
My holiday rankings?
Yeah.
Probably strong one seed.
Christmas?
Yeah.
Then how are you not in the mood for Christmas?
I'm just not in the Christmas spirit is what I would say. I don't feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
We could spend all show trying to delve into that.
But yeah, I don't know, man. I'm not feeling the Christmas spirit, you know? Maybe because it's like 50 degrees outside. How about that? Where's the snow? Give me snow. And that's where they're wrong. So that's why I'm not in the Christmas spirit. Because as a 28-year-old, you're now looked upon by folks to like give out gifts, and I am flat broke. I look at Christmas as a bill. That's all I can view Christmas as a bill.
That's valid. That is valid. Speaking of valid,
yeah,
is Lamar Jackson's injury valid?
Mm.
And what the heck is going on in Baltimore? We'll dive into it next. You're on the Fan.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Linnell Willingham sitting in for the guys today. Appreciate Ben Standig for joining us. We'll also scout the opponent coming up at 5 o'clock. Donovan Lewis from 96.7 The Ticket in Dallas is going to join us. We'll get his thoughts on this barn burner of a game tomorrow at Northwest Stadium at 1 o'clock. There is a game.
I'm going to burn something, all right. My eyeballs after watching Josh Johnson.
Yeah, it's gonna be a little bit of a tough watch. There is a game coming up on Saturday, though, at Lambeau for another somewhat local team with Baltimore that has some intrigue. Ravens not officially eliminated. Lamar Jackson, as I just said in the update, is undetermined if he's going to be able to go in the game on Saturday. And there's some consternation about some of the injuries, some of the things popping up. And there was an article written in the Baltimore Sun saying some not-so-great things about Lamar.
Mm, that was putting it mildly.
What do you make of this whole situation?
Well, Preston Brown of Baltimore Sun, part of the excerpt accuses Lamar Jackson of staying up too late at night to play video games.
Guilty.
Falling asleep in team meetings.
Guilty. I'm talking about myself.
Yeah.
Not Lamar.
An issue with getting to the facility on time, which is why they're practicing.
Guilty.
In the late afternoon during training camp, which is the hottest point in the day. I know some reporters out there that get a little bit frustrated at that bit.
With all due respect to the reporters, couldn't care less.
Couldn't care less. Well, my girl, Melissa Kim, I'm a huge Melissa Kim fan, my partner.
Like, if you're frustrated because you have to be out there in the hot part of the day, if that's when they have practice, sorry.
But they're only practicing at that time, allegedly, because Lamar won't wake his ass up.
That is another discussion. But if you're just frustrated because, sorry.
Let's be real, though. Look, Lamar, being frank about this, Lamar has the Ravens right where he wants them. So contractually speaking, he has no more guaranteed money left on the deal. He's got $54 million owed to him in base salary the next 2 years. And in the 2026 season, his cap hit skyrockets to $72.4 million. So the Ravens either have to A, extend him, or B, trade him. Here's my conspiracy theory. I think they would look and get crushed by the general public if they shopped him, right? Without this backdrop of this story, if you heard that the Ravens were shopping Lamar, what would you think? What the hell are you doing? It's probably what most people would say.
Yeah.
Right. So I think someone inside of the building leaked this to Preston Brown to justify their willingness to shop him this offseason. But here's the other point of this. Lamar Jackson has a no-trade clause. He also cannot be franchised. He will be an unrestricted free agent at the end of the 2027 season. And they can't tag him. So it's kind of crap or get off of the pot right now if you are the Baltimore Ravens. Shake a leg or lose one, as I like to say. They've got to do something here.
Like, what? So you want them to move off Lamar?
I don't want them to move off of Lamar. I'm telling you, that's why this story is getting... the way that I'm laying it out here, I think they leaked this to Preston Brown.
Real quick, Mike Preston.
Mike... Sorry, Mike Preston. That's embarrassing. Calling the guy Preston Brown. Maybe I should get traded. But no, Preston.
But here's the thing. I think sometimes because of what we do, we fall victim to these things where it's a little bit more than it needs to be. Lamar has not had a great year. He's had injuries. The Ravens have not had a good year. They could be in the AFC Championship game again next year.
They have three playoff wins since 2018.
I know.
With Lamar and Harbaugh together. Something's got to give here.
I know. But I think some of that is Lamar. I don't think you can just let him off the hook. I'm not saying I like Lamar.
He is the Ravens, though. He Toby, is. Look at the roster they put around.
That's why I think some of this stuff is a little bit ludicrous.
Mm-hmm. But I think they may be just tired of the antics.
You put up with the antics of a really good quarterback.
That's my point.
You're telling me that Rodgers wasn't pain in the butt in Green Bay?
Yeah.
You're telling me that guys aren't pains in the butt all around the league
that are winners? Yeah.
You put up with it. You live with it.
Yeah.
You're telling me they're not sick of some of the stuff with Mahomes' family? You put up with it.
Because he's great.
You don't find these guys. That's why anyone that has called in, and we've all dismissed them, by the way, but anybody that's called in, because we've screened the calls and say, oh, move off Jaden, like, that's ridiculous. You know how hard it is to find? My entire life we've been trying to find that guy. So yeah. When you find that guy, you can put up with a little bit more.
But I think the bigger problem is Baltimore. This organization that has been known for their ability to draft and develop since the early 2000s have not drafted and developed well here in recent memory. Mike Green, what's he been this year?
Yeah, he struggled. He has not been the guy that they expected to be an impact guy, especially moving Odafe Owe, which it's not like he was great
another
either, and
pick.
That's another example.
So they have not hit the draft.
Their issue
their offensive line stinks.
Their issue is their defense.
And the offensive line, yeah.
But, the offense, it hasn't been the same this year, but their issue is that defensively they don't have dudes anymore, and they've always had dudes. That's been the Ravens' calling card for as long as I've been alive, is having dudes on that side of the football. They have Kyle Hamilton. But they don't have other dudes. Like, Marlon Humphrey is still not, he's not that guy anymore.
No.
Right? And they don't have, they've always had good rushers of the passer. And since they've lost Madubuike, they haven't had anybody that's a legit dude up front.
Yeah. So, the other piece of it is this. Their defense hasn't been the same since Mike McDonald left to Seattle. He came
started
in
coming on a little bit, but it's still not as elite a unit.
They were historically good. They were one of the best defenses in the history of the National Football League in his final year there before he went to take the Seattle job. They weren't very good defensively last year, their first year without him. They're even worse this year. So I happen to believe it has a hell of a lot to do with, the scheme and how they're coaching it and their ability to get guys on the same page. It's the same personnel for the most part. So I don't know. It's a weird, wacky situation up in B-more. I don't know.
This whole Lamar thing, like, I don't think there's more to be made of it than he's had some injuries.
What if he doesn't want to extend?
He hasn't played as well. Well, that's another discussion. But I don't know where he's going to want to go.
Miami?
Is that a better situation than Baltimore?
It's where he's from.
I don't care about that.
Lamar cares about that.
Is that the
Vegas Raiders?
If Lamar doesn't care about winning a Super Bowl, then that's a whole other discussion. If Lamar's care is just about playing and being comfortable, then that's a whole other discussion.
I don't know if it's the end-all, be-all for him, but I do know that he would damn sure prefer to be there than Baltimore, I would assume.
And maybe so, but if his goal is to win a Super Bowl, if his goal is to be remembered as one of the all-time greats, he needs to win a Super Bowl. And I don't think going to Miami is better for him to do that than Baltimore. Now, here's the other question about this. What happens to John Harbaugh when they miss the playoffs this year?
He just signed an extension in March.
I know. But do they move off of John Harbaugh? I think it'd be a little bit crazy.
Just to do it?
But at the same point, I think sometimes you just need... Now, here's
this head coaching cycle with these candidates?
Here's the interesting part about it is I think sometimes you need a fresh voice. Now, the difficult part is sometimes you bring in a fresh voice and it ain't nearly as good, and you sit there and go, well, what the heck did we break up for? Right? Like, that happens, right?
Yeah, it does.
So
I can attest to it.
Because to me, I've been saying this for years. Steelers are going to make the playoffs. They might lose first round. At what point is it like, what's the bar? In Pittsburgh. And I'm not saying that they have to, but in Baltimore, is it time to just say, he's been awesome and a great head coach. We've been perennially good. But at some point, the bar is no longer, we got into the playoffs.
Here's the thing. Mr. Biscotti, Steve Biscotti, needs to go to Lamar Jackson and ask him, do you want John Harbaugh back next year? And based on that answer, if Lamar says no, you ask Lamar, is he willing to extend here? And the coach that you sign is going to be hired under the assumption that Lamar is going to be here long term. That is how they should move. I go back to what I said, though. Like, I think you have to remember, we're talking about the Ravens, right? Like, they are looked at, it's like Fort Knox up there. Nothing's coming out of that building. So for this to come out of that building at this point in the season, when the backdrop and the overhang of an extension is on the docket, I think this gives them reason in the public's eye to think about trading them.
I think that'd be ridiculous.
Think about how crushed, how much they got crushed last time they were playing hardball with him. They got dragged through the media. So now you leak this.
For the whole tag thing?
No, yeah, it's Lamar. He's the best quarterback.
I don't understand. There's no chance they're shopping him.
They may be tired of his antics. They may want to go a different way philosophically as an offense. Like, they're, I don't know.
With all due respect, if you want to go a different way philosophically as an offense, but because you want to move on from Lamar Jackson, you're a bunch of idiots. You might not like the way that he plays quarterback.
Say these things are true.
So then bring in guys that make him play quarterback better.
Say these things are true, and he is falling asleep in team meetings, and he does have some bad habits. Would you be upset at them for not wanting to commit more money to him long term?
We are going to have to try to find somebody that can hold him a little more accountable.
He's been here since 2018. If it didn't fix now, my grandmother always said a hard head makes a soft ass.
Here's the crazy part, Linnell.
Yeah.
Last year, people are arguing he should have been the MVP.
Because he's great.
He's been injured this year.
He's great. Imagine how good he'd be if he went to bed on time, they're probably thinking. Maybe we would have won a Super Bowl by now if he took his ass to sleep.
But my point is, sometimes you have to put up with this stuff, and it sucks.
Yes. That's the bigger point. Corporate America.
It's not as if this guy's been terrible for 3 years, and all of a sudden you're like, we got to move on. He was great last year. Last year. Not 3 years ago, not 2 years ago. He was great last year. And he was doing okay earlier this year until he hurt his hamstring.
Which has been huge.
For a guy that plays the position the way that he plays the position, I mean, you saw the numbers of, like, when they were playing the other night, of him running. He's like 3.5 miles an hour slower on average when he's running. He's not running nearly as much. You take away that part of his game, he's not nearly as effective. So, look, this is one of those things. It's happened with Jaden this year, too, where people are like, was he really that good? And like, stop it. Go back and turn on the film of what you've seen of this guy and relax a little bit. Like, we don't have to overreact every time someone's injured, they miss time, and they struggle a little bit. It happens.
It's life.
And Lamar has much more of a track record than Jaden does.
Yeah.
So, like, but my thing chill out a little bit.
My thing is this. When you're an organization and you lose trust in a player, that's where I think the Ravens are right now. I don't think the Ravens trust Lamar Jackson. And these rumblings about his maturity and how he carries himself, the most that I've heard is not about the maturity part, but who he chooses to hang around. Maybe, just maybe, like, they've gotten tired of it and they feel like, hey, look, we got a big decision to make. Because one of two things has to happen this offseason. They are not going to bring him back next year with a $72 million cap hit. They're just not. So you either have to extend to lessen the cap blow for next year or you move on. And if you're Baltimore, knowing the draft class is about to come out next year and the quarterbacks that'll be in it, not this year's, but next year's, maybe it's worth it.
I think it'd be ridiculous. At that point, you blow everything up. You fire Harbaugh with him. Both y'all can go. I think it's ridiculous. But if they want to do this...
What's Harbaugh's role in all of this?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Like, why are we wanting to fire Harbaugh?
Because they haven't been as good.
So we just put it on him?
Partially. Because of the fact that they didn't make a different move at D coordinator with Zach Orr. It's similar to me with what happened with DQ. Now, obviously, he's a special teams guy, so he's not going to take over the defense. But it's similar in a lot of ways where I'm not necessarily firing Dan Quinn because the defense stinks. It's because he didn't make any changes when the defense stunk. You have to be able to put on your big boy pants and have difficult conversations.
I agree.
Coming up next, our double play. I want to get into best Christmas gift you've ever gotten. We can maybe go the flip side as well. Worst Christmas gift you've ever gotten. Donovan Lewis going to join us coming up at 5 to scout the opponent. But next, Double Play right here on Grant and Danny on The Fan.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Beltway Blitz coming up in about 10-15 minutes. After that, though, if you want to start thinking about it, what would be on your DC Sports Christmas wish list? 800-636-1067. We'll get to some of your calls coming up at 425. Right now, though, it is time for our Double Play. You're thrilled that you get to work with Darius today, huh? Darius a little slow on the controls today. I guess it's Christmas Eve for everybody. I know there was a lot of alcohol around here. Darius, were you partaking?
No. Wow. No. Why would you ever say such a thing?
Hey, take place. Wow.
No alcohol.
We were talking about lines earlier today, and Toby says when he sees the line, he dashes the opposite direction. That time you tush-pushed the line.
Yeah, I did. I did. No, Darius does a fantastic job. The one time he screws up, I throw him under the bus.
Right, of course.
Great host I am, fill-in guy.
Typical Toby.
See if I ever fill in on Grant and Danny ever again. Darius won't allow it.
Typical Toby.
Time for a Double Play, though. Want to talk about best Christmas gift you've ever gotten. Best Christmas gift you've ever gotten. Well, now you want to start?
Sure.
What do you got?
The best Christmas gift that I've ever gotten, man, no shade to all, any of the Christmas gifts that I've gotten over the years. If any of my immediate family's listening, I love you all dearly, but the best Christmas gift I've ever gotten came this year. Just moved into a new apartment, got a round of applause would have been nice, Darius.
I was going to let you get through the list of things that you're going to list first.
Easy, Lynette. You're right. Oh, no. But in all sincerity, man, like this has been a trying year for a lot of people. Everyone's got adversity and things that they go through in their life. And, you know, in this career, in this profession that we have, man, there's not a lot of certainty. There's not a lot of guarantees. You work very obscure hours and, yep, you do whatever you can to keep the lights on, so to speak, is how I would put it. And, you know, getting ready to take on a new role and super duper excited for that. Got the apartment. So, like, this has probably been the best Christmas of my life.
congratulations, and excited to see what 2026 is going to hold for you. So for me, my favorite Christmas gift I've ever gotten, there's a couple of them. So we'll start from when I was a little bit younger. I still have this, and I still use it. I think I was maybe a sophomore in high school. I can't remember what age, but I got a brand new driver.
Wow!
Brand new driver for Christmas. And the beautiful thing about it was that year, the weather was nice a couple of days after Christmas. I got to test drive that thing on the golf course 2 days after Christmas. We played December 27th.
Wow.
Warm enough to play. Got to try out the new driver. That one's still in the bag. A Cobra. I don't remember which specific driver, but a nice blue.
How far are you driving?
When I played enough, 260.
How?
When I played, right now it's probably a little less than that. But
you're strong. You got a thick lower half. Though,
I do.
So
I do.
I'm sure you got some torque.
I have a decent golf swing.
I've seen.
Decent golf
and
swing.
Heard.
So 260-ish is probably what, but driver was good. And then
who got you the driver?
My dad.
Your dad did. Okay.
My dad. So shout out my dad. Get me a new driver. And then one of my new favorites. Now, unfortunately, I need to get on Jeff Walker's fitness plan to fit into this. But a couple years ago, I'd been searching for this everywhere. Obviously, a lot of us have nostalgia for the old team name and the old team gear. And I'd been searching everywhere trying to find the old school Joe Gibbs Redskin sweater.
The one he used to wear when he was coaching.
Yeah, and like similar to like how Ditka had the one that said Bears, but this one obviously burgundy and gold said Redskins. And my mom found that a couple of years ago. I haven't been able to break it out. That could have maybe gone into my sweater rotation this December, but I need to get on the Jeff Walker fitness plan, and then maybe I can get into that. But those are probably my two favorite Christmas gifts I've gotten. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Do want to get your guys behind the scenes, your thoughts, favorite Christmas gift you've gotten. Metal, you got something. What was your favorite Christmas gift you've gotten?
I think I actually did this on Grant and Danny last year on Christmas Eve. But when I was a kid, my best gift was definitely I got that G.I. Joe aircraft carrier 1 year. And
okay.
If you're someone of my age, you know what that is. That was like the big toy. It wasn't just cool because it was a giant toy.
I remember. Yeah, you and Danny were fawning over
it. It was so cool because if you were the kid with it, everyone came over to your house to play. So, like, you were, like, now the coolest kid in the neighborhood because everybody wanted to come over and play your stupid aircraft carrier. There's, like, 6 feet long so all the kids could sit around it and play together, you
That's
know?
That's awesome.
So that was pretty awesome. My parents had just gotten through a divorce, and so when you're the kid, you start getting the cool gifts when that happens. You know, But, you know, so that part kind of stunk. But more recently with my kids and stuff, you know, during the lockdowns and stuff, my oldest daughter was struggling to learn how to walk when she was young. She was just behind, you know, behind schedule and stuff. And she finally took her first steps about like 2 weeks before Christmas or something. And it was such like a big deal. We had all worked so hard to help her, you know, get to the point where she could balance and overcome these obstacles and stuff. And we had braces on her feet and all these different things. And even as a kid at that little age, you could see how much effort and work she put into something. And I'd never really seen a child that young like work and a sense of accomplishment she felt.
That's cool.
You know, that was awesome.
That's cool. Darius, what do you got?
Well, I don't know how the heck to follow that.
I'm about to say, I mean.
Jeez. I was just going to say that, you know, I'll always remember my first video game console, but I can't follow that up, so I'll just move
nothing,
on.
Nothing compared to Chris teaching his daughter how to walk.
I remember my first video game console. Obviously, I'm a big video gamer. It's a big part of, you know, my role here on the show. The Nintendo Entertainment System, the NES, the original Nintendo.
What were you playing?
So the first game that I got with it was the Super Mario Brothers combo that comes with Duck Hunt as well. And it had the Duck Hunt. It had the orange gun that you're able to use. I still to this day don't know how this technology worked at home without some kind of like sensor. But you could shoot the gun at the TV screen and actually hit the ducks. Like, and we're talking in the 1990s, like, how is that technology working? I don't know, but it worked. It was awesome. So I always remember my first video game console because it's kind of built the gamer that I am today.
Now, the question I have off of that, Darius, is how long after you got that gaming system did it take before you crashed out on said gaming system?
I would probably say maybe the first time that the, what was the baseball game then? I don't remember what the name of the baseball game
was. The Bases Loaded?
But yeah, whichever game it was.
Bases Loaded was like the first game that could talk and it would call like strike. It was like real bad, but like they're just learning to do that.
Yeah, probably first time I gave up a home run, I'm pretty sure I had a crash out. So, yeah.
Well, sounds about right. Sounds about right. Not much has changed throughout the years for Darius then. run scissor routes against him in Madden and see what happens.
Well, I was about to say, I didn't know if he had any, were you a part of any leagues in the NES, but the technology wasn't there. You probably would have canceled it.
Probably better that it wasn't.
probably gaming yet.
You probably would have canceled it and disappointed all your coworkers.
I would have quit in the middle of the season. So I mean.
I wouldn't have played.
That's valid.
And made excuses about why I couldn't play.
Exactly right.
And then come in the office and act like I played.
Beltway Blitz comes up next. We'll cover the Caps, Wizards, and Commanders. The Blitz is next here on Grandanny.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.